Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Hello, and thank you for joining me this afternoon on this beautiful Monday afternoon. I am so grateful to be able to do this show and to help callers to answer their questions about life, love, any area of your life, really, past, present, future, all of it. I'm grateful to be able to help you with that. So I have a new TV show that will be debuting soon. I'm very excited about it. Healing with Tony. As you know, of course, I'm a psychic medium. I also do many different types of healing work, and including hypnosis and energy healing, and I'm very excited. I'll get to be able to do these shows on TV now. So, yay! Bringing it mainstream, folks. Look out. And the reason that everybody is listening, they want to hear the readings. I love, 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 love doing readings. And we are going to go to the first caller, area code 251. Hello, area code 251. How are you?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing amazing, thank you. Hi, Cindy, where are you calling from?
Alabama, Denise.
Nice, very nice. So how can I help you today? What's your question?
I have 2 financial cases pending, and I would like to know, are they going to get approved? Because I am poverty income stricken right now. I'm doing really bad, and I need at least one of them to be approved. 2 cases.
Yeah, I hear yes. I hear both are going to be approved. Both of them are going to be approved. You're gonna need to have some patience with these. One of them is going to take a little bit longer than you would expect, and I'm hearing. Not both, but one of them will not be approved until it will be approved approximately around that June time, maybe into July, but the other one is going to be approved much sooner. You might need a little bit of help before they get approved, because I feel like the first one of them will be approved by March, anytime between now and March, but the other one will not be approved until June, July time. So you might need a little assistance, but don't go in too far into debt, because it's not going to be, it will just not be advantageous for you to do that, okay? Don't do any payday loans. Those are the worst in the world. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? I always tell that to everybody. Don't do that, because the interest in one day is more than the loan itself. Don't do it. But if you can reach out to a family member that might be a little bit more fluid, that might be a good choice. If not,
okay.
then I would recommend that you go, you just try to make it work the best you can, however you can. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it's just very, very stressful, and I just, you know, been making contact and haven't really been hearing anything like I need to.
Yeah, it's going to take a minute, and I'm asking a question right now. It's going to take, you know, we've been just going through, we're getting over the holiday hump, so they're a little bit backed up to begin with. What I would say is just be persistent, be extremely persistent, and be on top of it. Any paperwork that needs to be turned in, filled out, don't put it off. Be on top of it. The sooner you get your paperwork in and the more on top of it that paperwork is and the more it explains, the better you're going to be, okay, with this. But again, I see this by March. That means it could happen in February, but sometime between now and March, the first one will be approved, okay?
Okay. Thank
well,
you very
I,
much.
You are so welcome, and I hope this was helpful, and I hope that you are going to have just the most amazing new year.
Thank you.
You are welcome, and thank you for calling in. You are listening to Messages from Above with Tony G. Now, if you would like more information on me, if you'd like to know a little bit about me, you can go to tonig.info. So that's my website, tonig.info. I'm going to go directly to the next caller, 303. Hello, 303. How are you?
Hi, Tony. This is Marilyn. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Hi, Marilyn. It's wonderful to hear from you. How can I help you?
I am putting together a coaching business, and I want to help guide people through choices to help them get on the path to living their life purpose. And I know that a lot of people are looking to go in a new direction. They need help deciding which direction to take, all of that. And so I want to help them in the best way possible. And I'm trying to figure out if there's any messages from above that could help me focus a little bit better on, I am a transpersonal psychologist. I'm also a hypnotherapist and a energy worker, but I wanted to, you know, kind of figure out a niche that would really help me help people specifically. So I'm asking for any guidance in that area.
Okay, so the first thing, as soon as you started talking, I heard team up, team up, team up. So I feel like you're going to be in collaboration with a couple of other people. You're going to send referrals back and forth. I feel like one of them, I'm hearing there's going to be an acupuncturist. So here's the beautiful thing. When I always tell this to people, you know, when you create your team, right, you want a team of people that you can refer back and forth. If you're a hypnotist, another hypnotist is probably going to keep their work for them and you get your work, right? It very rarely, like, I'm a hypnotist also. So if a guy calls me for sexual stuff, I refer them out to a man. Okay, that's the only time I refer out as a hypnotist. Now,
yeah.
Having said that, acupuncturists, I refer out to them all the time. I have an acupuncturist that I refer out to, or a naturopath. I have a naturopath I refer out to all the time, but they also refer back to me. So you're going to have a team of people that you're going to refer between. It's going to be your little network, your team, and you're all going to refer to each other. And I recommend that you and your team, you're going to do like a once a month or every other month dinner, just to keep in touch, to bond, to keep that strong, okay?
It's really important to do that. And for the coaching, you know, you're going to have two areas that are strong for coaching. The third area is going to be, it's not going to be as strong. It might be a weaker area. They're using the word weak. But the first area that's going to be your strongest for coaching is financing. Everybody would like some financial guidance, right? And what do I do? How do I do this? If you're not dealing with money people already, and chances are with the work we do, not everybody, knows what to do with their money. So finances is going to be really important for you, helping people figure out, you know, how to get ahead. So that's one area I'm hearing. The other area is more spiritual. It is that purpose-driven area. What am I supposed to be doing with my life? Mm-hmm. Having said that, those are the two top areas that they're saying you're going to be financing it. Now, if people know what they're supposed to be doing with their life, usually their finances are in order. When they don't know what they're supposed to be doing with their life, they're kind of floundering. So it makes sense those two go hand in hand, correct?
Yeah.
Now they're asking you to put together, they're asking you to put together three different programs that incorporate, now these are your high-end, medium, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to pay my rent programs. Sorry to put it that way. I am giving you what they are saying. I am not making this up, although I wish I was that witty. And these programs are going to incorporate your work. Like perhaps one of them is a 6-week program. One of them is a, 3-month program, and one of them is let's come in for 2 or 3 sessions and see how much we can get done. Now, anybody can sign up one-on-one for one of your services, but these programs are really going to solidify the commitment for them to change their life. So this is what they're telling you to do, and actually, I'm going to take a few notes on that one. they want you to put these programs together. They want you to sit down, figure out the per service charge, and then put them together in a program that's really appetizing for those who would connect with you. And you're going to have a whole page dedicated to these programs. And they also want you to post these programs and boost them on social media. A lot of this work you can do from a distance and over the phone. And and so this is what they're asking you to do. Within 6 months, these programs should be your mainstay or your bread and butter. They're showing me a table full of bread and butter, so I'm just saying that. If you, not within 6 months from today, from 6 months from the time you start the programs, once you have them up and listed, from 6 months from that point, they should be pretty much your bread and butter, and everything else should be an add-on. Okay? Now, having said all of this, the other thing they're asking you to do is to be open to solicitation. I think this means to be open to reaching out to people and saying, hey, this is a new service I'm offering. Would you promote it for me also? It goes back to that networking thing, creating a team of, and now here's a program. Oh my gosh, this is so awesome. Okay. I definitely need to write this down. With your team, whether it be an acupuncturist or a chiropractor or a somebody else, and they're cash pay people, not insurance people, say, let's put a program together. This is such a great idea. Oh, my gosh. So you say 3 acupuncture, 3 coaching, and 3 chiropractic. That's just or massages, 3 massages. And this is the cost, and we split it, and we promote it together and to each other. This is such a great idea. That is such a – because then they're going to promote it to their people, and you'll promote it to yours, and you'll be – it'll be – it's a win-win-win. I love, love, love this. I am actually going to write that one down too for myself. Oh, I love it.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah,
that's
so
really helpful.
Yeah. So that should get you giddy up, let's going. And they're saying don't be afraid to be verbose about this. That means don't be afraid to put it out there, okay? Don't at all be afraid to put it out there and to like shout it from the rooftops, okay?
Okay.
Excellent.
Great. Well, thank you.
I'm sure there's a lot more. If you ever want to call for a 30-minute session, they will definitely give you a lot more of this sort of thing. That's what they do. They love helping promote businesses. So, yes.
Oh, good. Well, thank you. I will definitely follow up with you. I really appreciate your help today.
Absolutely. It's absolutely my pleasure. And this is going to be very exciting for you. You are definitely on the right track, okay?
Okay. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. You too. Thank you. You are listening to Messages from Above with Tony G, and we are going to go directly to the next caller, and that is area code 509. 509, how are you today?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. What's your name, sweetie?
Erica.
Erica. Beautiful. How can I help you today, Erica?
Yes. I was just hoping if you could give me insight on my next employment. I'm currently working for a staffing agency, and the job is supposed to end sometime in February. Like, I think early Feb is what they're expecting.
Okay, so can I ask what type of work do you do, love?
I recently graduated, and so I would like to work for the government. Maybe the legal field, I don't know, or just any law firm, or I don't know, just something that pays more than minimum.
Yeah, that's very true. So what I'm getting is you're kind of, so you haven't made a clear decision, and you have a lot of insecurity about you with work in general, and feeling like you don't have that confidence with your skills and with who you are. You're not very self-confident, and you don't have very, would that be accurate, sweetie?
Yes, when it comes to work, yes, because a lot of people don't want to hire, you know, recent graduates. They want 5 years of experience or whatever, and that does, you know, affect your confidence.
It does, and you feel like even though you know what you're doing, you don't know it yet. You're afraid you're going to make mistakes. You're really hesitant to put your hat in the ring, so to speak. So what they're saying is, you know, there are a lot of companies that are willing to hire somebody who's green or greener, somebody new to the market, because they know they like giving somebody new a shot. They can train them the way they want to train them. Somebody new doesn't come with any bad habits from old companies. And they know that they can pay them just a wee bit less, okay? So what they're asking you to do is to have some confidence and to know that if I use the term God, if you use Allah or whatever source or creator, whatever you use, I just use the term God.
God is fine.
If God put you through school and brought you to graduation, there's a reason for that, and that there's a position available for you. They want you to start doing some searches online. Think about sit back and write down the advantages of working for a law firm, the advantages of working for government, the advantages, and figure out where you really want to be. Okay, figure out what you want, where you want to be. What type of, do you want to work for a law firm, and why? And then start searching law firms and start doing those online searches for that type of work.
I do feel like there's going to be three positions that are coming in that you're going to be made aware of. Does that make mm-hmm. sense to you?
Yes.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say that I prefer government because I just know that, you know, they give you benefits. It's not mostly an option, and they pay better, too. I'd prefer government, but everything that I've looked up requires you to be a U.S. citizen, and I'm not. Like, I'm still in the process, and the government is taking much longer. It used to be a three-month process to go from a permanent resident to a U.S. citizen, and now it's taking about a year. And so it's really frustrating that I can't apply because of that.
What I would say is, you know, where you start is not where you always finish. And I have a friend who's an immigration attorney, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he's always looking for good help that is bilingual. So
I'm bilingual too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's my point. I would look at maybe some immigration attorneys and see if they might need some help. I think that would be very, very pertinent for you at this point. Pertinent is the word that they're using. So I would mm-hmm. say definitely, absolutely look into that and see where that leads you, okay? And beyond that, you know, if you have to wait, then don't think, well, I'm going to just sit here and do nothing until that point or do just this contract work. Still apply to law mm-hmm. offices. You don't want to be in a position where you're without work. So get online and look up those law offices, especially law firms that work with immigration or need a bilingual person. And go with that, okay, sweetie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
I'll start calling, even if they're not hiring, just to, you know, get a better answer.
I would look online, and I would go to their personal websites to career opportunities mm-hmm. and see what they have posted and see what you come mm-hmm. up with, okay?
Perfect. Well,
excellent.
Thank you for your insight. Have a good day.
You are so, so welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
I want to thank you for listening to Messages from Above with Tony G. If you'd like more information on me, you can go to my website. I do 30 and 60 minute readings. If you would like to schedule, you can do that on my website. Next, we are going to go to 843. Hello, 843. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I am doing excellent. Thank you so much for asking. How can I, well, first, what's your name, love?
My name is Brittany.
Brittany, how can I help you today?
I just want to do a reading. I just want to make it about myself and nobody else. And I just want to get a message from you, whether it's love or career, wherever your gifts, you know, lead you at.
Oh, okay. So you just want a message for yourself? You
yes.
don't have any specific
like,
area, love or career, and you don't have a specific question about that?
Well, you know, since to make it easy on you, let's do love then.
Okay. Give me a second here. I usually like when I'm on the air with callers, because there are so many callers, I usually like a specific question just because then I get to more people, but it's okay. I'm just going to ask you, are you in a relationship right now? Just so I don't have to go through all of the energy and okay.
Yes, I am.
Here's what I'm getting. You are not going to like this message. I am so sorry. can we change our mind and go to career instead?
It don't matter. I mean, it's not going to bother me, man. I already just the truth just hand it to me.
Okay, so you already know this guy, and I'm quoting what I'm hearing. This guy kind of acts a fool a lot. Is that accurate?
the person that you're with right now, do they kind of, sometimes do they act like, are they kind of, I just keep hearing the word fool, fool, fool. So either they are fooling you or they act like a fool sometimes or something along those lines. Would you say that's accurate?
I feel like they be trying to fool me and pull one over my eye.
Yeah. Okay, so the statement I'm hearing is this guy acts a fool a lot. He is deceptive. He is not being honest with you. He is not being kind to you. He is not being loving with you. He is playing games, and he is very condescending. He puts people down, and he tries to put you in your place a lot. He's very, very condescending. But he does that so that he can get away with the things that he wants to get away with. What they're asking.
Yeah, it's not really going, because we just started back talking or whatever, so he did make an effort to do some things or whatever. So it's like I'm at a place where, you know, yeah, you can come back and you can say whatever,
no.
But I'ma still drive my own lane and do what I want to do. I'm just going to make it about myself. If that's how you want to do things, then do things that way. But there's a God above, and you'll pay for it
right.
In the end. So I'm not really tripping
They're asking you, and I would like to be able to get to at least one more person, but they're really asking you to just cut cords with this guy, move on. He's just going to keep trying to get back in. And I just feel like what they're saying is this guy doesn't have your best interest. He has a number of people that he talks to and messes with. And you need to just find somebody who's more concerned about a real relationship, a monogamous relationship, and is capable of love, the love that you want. Okay, sweetie?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Okay.
We are going to go directly to the next caller, who is 850. Hello, 850. How are you today?
Hello. Hi.
Hi. What's
Hello?
Your name? Hello.
Hi.
What's
my
your
name,
name
is Sheila. Sheila.
Hi. Sheila, we only have a little bit of time left, and I wanted to get at least one more person in. So can you please tell me what's your question today?
I'm having problems sleeping at night, and I don't know what it is.
Oh, okay. So the first thing I'm hearing is you need to take some magnesium. So I'm not a doctor. I'm not prescribing you anything. I'm just saying your mind is going all day. You have trouble relaxing. And if you take some magnesium, you're going to help. It's going to help your mind and your body to relax and help you to sleep better. Also, you have some worry. You're worried about some things going on. Now, if you're not, it might be a subconscious worry. Maybe you're not completely, like maybe you're thinking, no, it'll work itself out, or no, it'll be this, or no, it'll be that. But what I want to tell you is that you definitely do have some worry. You're worried about something going on. The best suggestion I can give you is pick up some good magnesium, some magnesium from a good supplement store. Take that magnesium, see if that doesn't help. My second suggestion is, and again, I'm not a doctor, be stress complex. This will help to give you energy and also to relax you during the day. The magnesium you would take before you go to sleep, in my opinion, and the B you would take during the day, and that will help you to sleep better and to not have this tension or worry during the day. And I only have 20 seconds left now. So I hope that was really, really helpful for you. Please do consider both of those. Oh, and the last thing they're saying is acupuncture would also help you. Okay, sweetie?
Okay. So that was B stress, you said? B? The vitamin B?
B stress complex.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
The stress
Thank
complex.
You.
You are welcome. And I think I ran out of time, but if you guys are still there, thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this show, and I can't wait till next Monday's show. Have an amazing week.